Daf Yomi just began Masechtas Avodah Zarah. And right at the outset, the Gemara describes a dramatic scene that feels eerily connected to current events, a prophetic glimpse into how world powers will answer for their actions. In these tumultuous times, with military tensions high and the headlines filled with fear and uncertainty, this Gemara gives us a profound perspective. The Gemara says, La'asid lovai, the end of days when Mashiach comes, maybe a Kadosh Baruch is Sefer Torah and Menichai Bechekai. Hashem will take a Sefer Torah and place it in his lap, and he will say, Call Misha Asak Ba, whoever toiled in this Torah, Ba V'yitl Schara, let him come and take his reward. And immediately, all the nations of the world will come to plead their case, each claiming that they played a role in supporting Torah and the Jewish people. First up, Rome. The Romans will step forward, and they will say confidently, We built marketplaces, we built bathhouses, we gathered wealth, all Bishvil Yisrael. Also, that the Jewish people could learn Torah in comfort and peace. And Hashem will respond, Shoitem Sheba'olam, fools of the world. Everything you did for yourselves. Marketplaces, for immorality. Bathhouses, for your own indulgence. You didn't do this for Torah. You didn't keep the Torah. You didn't support Torah. You never honored any Elohim the Torah. So why do you seek reward? Next up, Persia, modern-day Iran. They'll make a similar argument. We built bridges, we expanded trade, we brought stability to the region, all to benefit the Jews and their Torah. And again Hashem will say to them, Shoitem Sheba'olam, who are you trying to fool? You didn't build for Torah, you built it for power, you built it for pride, you built it for yourselves. And the question is, why does Hashem call them Shoitem? Why does Hashem call them fools? Shakranem Sheba'olam, they are the greatest ultimate liars. These same Romans who tortured and murdered the Asara Ruge Malchus, our greatest Tzaddikim, Gedoy La'olam, all because they learned Torah. They took Rabbi Kiva v'sarkes b'sari v'masrekes shal barzel. They raked him with iron combs and brutally murdered him. All because he learned Torah and he taught Torah. They took Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol and they skinned him alive. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was pierced with 300 spears. And these nations now have the chutzpah to stand before Hashem, who knows every person's true inner thoughts, and claim that they supported Torah. They are not fools, they're liars. So why does Hashem call them Shoitim? So let me share with you a fascinating idea from the Rambam. In Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam writes that every major development in world history, every empire, every invention, every construction project ultimately exists for the sake of Klal Yisrael and for the Torah, even if the people behind it have no idea. For example, he says, a king might build a massive palace only because 20 years later a tzaddik passes by and it's a hot day, and he's exhausted from travel, and he finds shade beneath its archway. That, says the Rambam, is the real reason the entire palace was built 20 years earlier. Rabbi Itzel Petterberger once said, they built a massive bridge in Lithuania, thinking it was for their economy, for their theaters, for shopping, for their malls. But in truth, it was built so that the Bacharim could cross the river faster to reach the Velazhina Yeshiva and learn Torah. And in more recent times, when the Verrazano Bridge was completed in the 50s, people said that this massive bridge wasn't just built to connect Brooklyn and Staten Island. It was built so that Loim de Torah could reach Lakewood and BMG without needing to pass through the tumah and the filth of Manhattan. Likewise, we can say about the bunker busters that America threw at Fordow. Around 20 years ago, the U.S. military began developing the GBU-57. It's a massive 30,000-pound bomb designed to penetrate underground nuclear bunkers. Each bomb cost $15 million. They also built the B-2 stealth bomber, the only aircraft in the world capable of carrying this bomb, part of a program that cost the U.S. over $44 billion. And in two decades, these weapons were never used in combat, until this past Shabbos. Six of these bunker busters were used, aimed at Fordow, the Iranian nuclear infrastructure. Why were these massive bombs and this massive plane built? Not for America, only Bishvil Yisrael, for the safety of the Jewish people. So La'asid Lavoi, when the nations will say, we built all of this, the bombs, the planes, the bridges, all for the Jews, Hashem will say, you're right, you're not liars, you did build it for the Jews, because everything that happens in the world is ultimately Bishvil Yisrael. But Shoitem Sheba'olam, don't pretend that this was truly your intention. I know the truth. You didn't plan to help Torah. You didn't act out of the law for the Jewish people. You built it for your own gain. And that is why Hashem will call them fools. We're living in times of fear and uncertainty. Sirens are blaring. Families are running to shelters. And the world feels unsafe. But the Gemara reminds us, everything is ultimately for our benefit. The missiles, the technology, the global decisions, all of it is part of Hashem's plan. Everything that happens is Bishvil Yisrael. Even if it looks like chaos, Hashem is directing every move. And if He built the world for us, He will certainly protect us through it. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.